Hello, and today we are learning about OCD, or Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. It is extreme thoughts that lead to obsessive actions, unreasonable thoughts, fears, and obsessions. It's very common. There are more than 200,000 cases a year, and that's just the diagnosed. Unfortunately, it can't be cured, but it also cannot be self-diagnosed. So I'm going to take a minute. And we're going to talk about something here. If you say phrases such as, "Oh, I'm so OCD," simply because you see someone's pen isn't in the right order, or that your room is always clean, that does not mean OCD, and we're going to dig deeper into what it really is, so that way you can educate yourself and other people. It usually starts with a fear of germs and the need to arrange objects a certain way. It can also make you agitated, and something I found interesting was hoarding, obsessive hoarding, whether it be succulents, whether it be clothes, shoes, whether it be chapsticks, or even rocks or seashells, so obsessively hoarding them for yourself. It also has ritualistic behavior, such as I have seen several routines and people with OCD where have to get up in the morning and, please ignore the background noise, where they have to get up in the morning and they have to tap their foot 3 times, then tap the other foot 3 times, or they have to wear certain colors, or it can also lead you to do dangerous things, because dangerous thoughts, such as burn your neck with this iron or else your family's going to die. And you believe it in that moment. Repeating words is... I watched a French documentary about people in mental wards in prison. Prisonal mental wards in France. And there was one guy there, he had OCD, and he would constantly be repeating this phrase, "I have OCD, I have OCD, I have OCD." And it can also be repeating actions. It can also lead to anxiety, guilt, and panic attacks if something is not done right, if the ritual is not completed. If I'd like you guys to check out a video, this girl has terrible OCD, and she felt the need to kick a rock or move it, and she stood there for 30 minutes trying to collect herself so that way she wouldn't feel the need to kick the rock. And even though she still felt it, she sat there and didn't do it. And that's an extremely hard thing to do for people with OCD. It can also have depression and food aversion, which is where you avoid different types of foods. It can also lead to nightmares, like in PTSD. But we will talk about that later in a different video. What are the treatments since it can't be cured? Talk therapy or medications? SSRIs, which erase depression and anxiety. Anxiolytics relieve anxiety and tension and may promote sleep, which can be good in some cases, because obviously from the nightmares, it's going to be hard to sleep. You're not going to want to sleep if you know you're going to have a nightmare. And antidepressants to help treat the depression. Now, I want to tell you a story. My mom used to have really bad OCD. Obviously, she still has OCD, just not nearly as bad as it was. And every day, she would ask, "Is the garage door closed?" And I'd go and check and be like, "Yes, Mom." But she would still feel the need. She'd ask me several times, and then she'd go down and check it herself several times. Then it would be, "Is the door locked?" "Yes, Mom, I locked it." Then she would feel the need to go and lock it again. Unlock, lock. Unlock, lock. So it is more than just repeating actions. It is more than just being neat. These rituals, these people live by these rituals. And it's a very hard thing to live with. But just know, if you do have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, I'm sorry, but you're going to be okay. Just make sure you stay safe. Make sure you talk to a psychiatrist or a therapist. And don't self-diagnose.
self-diagnose is honestly one of the most insulting things you can do to somebody. That's all. Bye.